Jo Harrison is the General Manager of Child and Family Services with Barnardo's. They are pleased to see that Manaake is being expanded into the Tairawhiti and the Hawke's Bay, and it means that tamariki affected by Cyclone Gabrielle will be supported to thrive. Manaake is a school-based program that gives tamariki skills and support to deal with issues that include, among other things, grief and loss, parental separation, bullying, and obviously the coming to terms with what has occurred with the weather bombs that have hit Tairawhiti and the Hawke's Bay. Jo Harrison with us again on the program. Jo, tēnā koe, thanks for your time. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Thanks very much, Jo. How can Barnardo's assist with programs like Manaake in the Hawke's Bay and Tairawhiti? Just give us a lay of the land, please, Jo.
We provide services already in the Tairawhiti region, particularly in the space of family harm, but also providing a range of early intervention, prevention services for families who need it in quite a flexible way. We've also been really pleased to be able to open AFI Tairawhiti, which joins some of our early learning services with our child and family services in the Tairawhiti region. We don't currently provide any services in the Hawke's Bay, but we do work in partnership with other organisations across that region. But where we're particularly proud is that we already provide, again in partnership with others, Manaake in Canterbury. So we're really thrilled to see it being extended out into Tairawhiti and to Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, tēnā koe. So what are some of the main findings with Manaake in Canterbury that can be used to assist in the Hawke's Bay and Tairawhiti at this time, Jo?
So I think some of the things that you already talked about, Dale, in terms of what the service is about, and it's really focusing on that mental health and the well-being for our primary school-aged children. It came about originally as a result of the Kaikoura earthquakes, really recognising the impact for the whole whānau of major crisis events, and actually that ripples through the years. It's not just immediately after the event. So the ability to work closely with tamariki, with their whānau, with communities, with schools, around things such as confidence, self-esteem, collaboration, really in that whānau-centred way, supporting that holistic mental well-being. Interestingly, in 2020, though, Manaake in Canterbury was actually reviewed. And what they found was that actually there was a direct improvement for outcomes around mental health, educational attainment, also improving physical health of tamariki and whānau, and really supporting children in those schools. From a financial perspective, it was actually found that for every dollar invested in Manaake, there was a return of $13.32, which is amazing if you think of that early intervention, investing where we need it to prevent those problems getting worse later on down the line.
Yeah, and let's not underestimate how it can sit emotionally on tamariki when they see the difficulties their whānau are facing, homes that have been demolished or even coming to terms with the sludge and silt can be pretty gruelling for families, and it doesn't escape the attention of our kids. So it's important to offer them support where we can. Look, what were some of your observations about last week's budget, please, from Barnardo's perspective? There some shortcomings, also some positive aspects of that budget. Any thoughts you can share with us there, Jo?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we welcome much of that. We very much welcome that investment into the early childhood education. We absolutely support the importance of the first 1,000 days of tamariki, the importance of giving those strong foundations, enabling really strong, good child development. We really welcome, as you've already talked about, that support for cyclone recovery. It's so important, and it's going to go on for years in terms of the impact, both practically and emotionally, for whānau. We welcome the expansion of the whānau order services and the support for Wahine Hapu. And some of the prescription charges, I think that's all really great work. We also welcome some of the investments around pay parity for lifting teachers and their salaries. And, of course, what we've talked about for Manaake, we think that's great. Where we think there were perhaps some shortcomings around that is that I think that we think that the budget doesn't do anything directly to raise whānau directly out of poverty, particularly for those with low incomes, facing high rents, cost of living increases. So we would have liked to see something being done directly. likely to support a more livable income for whānau. We do see families all the time making choices between, you know, do you buy nappies or is it food? Do we pay for heating? So that real kind of poverty needs to be addressed. And then we've got some questions around what some of the implications for early childhood education means and what pay parity actually means, which I'm happy to go into.
Yeah, well, it's important that we do look at all of these issues. So there's some ups and downs. We've been getting a lot of valuable feedback from community leaders like yourself, Joe. So, yeah, you've got a couple of moments there. Just flesh out some of your thinking, please.
Cool. OK. So I think for the early childhood education, I'm really pleased to see that it's 20 hours free for two-year-olds. However, what our questions are is, and we see this for our 3 to 5 year olds now, is actually that's a mismatch between the provision of education. So given that education in schools is at 30 hours, it's a real problem if you then only have 20 hours for your younger children. How do you balance that? What are you offering for employers or for studying to manage those differences in hours? We're curious as to why the government has focused on two-year-olds and not gone younger than that. Again, for families with children of different ages, how do they juggle some of those different requirements? And what does that mean to be able to access early childhood education? We are curious about the kind of difference of funding that's going into home-based approaches to early learning compared to centre-based early learning provision. So last year, we saw an average of a 9% increase for our centre-based learning, but only 2.4% for home-based. So home-based is a really important part of the picture and choices for whānau about what kind of childcare they want. Home-based is a really important part of that, where people would rather have their children at home being cared for within their home environment. So I'd really like to see more support around that. And more equity based around those decisions that families might want to make. For pay parity, really pleased to see $322 million there to lift teachers towards pay parity. But again, what does it already mean? So for last year, we've already committed as Barnardos to extending pay parity. But across 150 teachers, compared to what the government gave us, there was still a shortfall for us to find of 200,000. So for an NGO to do that, where do we look for that kind of funding gap? So those are some of the questions that we've got for government that we're looking forward to exploring over the next few weeks about what does that really mean in practice.
Well, tēnā koe, and thanks for sharing some time with us again, Joe. Look forward to our next conversation to end it. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you.
Joe Harrison, Child and Family Services GM.